share your little book.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah.
Welcome to University of Biblical Studies, Boys to Men and Girls to Ladies. I'm your co-host, Lily Turner, from Holland, Michigan.
And I'm your host, Karitha Gantling, from Jacksonville, Florida.
Lord God, in the name of Jesus, please forgive us for sins known and unknown, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, we come totally depleted right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for you leading and guiding us tonight, in the mighty name of Jesus. We apply the words that are going to be said tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, we praise your power, Lord Jesus. We want to say that we love you, Lord God. And we come against the enemy's plans for tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for his evil turning out for good in the mighty name of Jesus. And we believe it effective immediately with no backlash, retribution, or retaliation. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Father, we agree with the prayer that went forth just now. We are thanking you that you are a loving Father, a faithful friend. There's no God greater than you, Lord God. We thank you that you are Jehovah Jireh, our mighty provider. You have provided protection, loyalty, faithfulness to all of us, O God. We thank you that you are Jehovah Shalom, a peacemaker, Lord. And we need peace in the earth realm, O God. We need peace in our homes, peace within us, O God. Peace in our city, our state, our nation, O God. And Lord, we thank you, Lord God, for all that you're doing for our nation, for every continent in the whole world. We're so grateful, Father, that you are Jehovah El Elyon, the Most High God, and we can call on your mighty name. And Father, we come today lifting up baby Chloe as she is in the hospital right now, Lord God, having another blood transfusion. In the name of Jesus. So, Father, we ask you, Lord, to be with the doctors, those who are giving her the blood transfusion, O God. And we thank you that this will not come nigh her again, that this is the end of this, O God, that she will not keep needing to go to the hospital one week after the other. We thank you for total healing in baby Chloe's body, Lord God. We thank you in the name. We rebuke that fever. We say come to normal levels right now in Jesus' name. And we thank you for all that you're doing for baby Chloe, for her mom, for her dad, for her family, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, move by your Holy Spirit. You are the great physician. And we say thank you, Lord God, for your mercy, your grace, and your great favor. In Jesus' name, amen.
Our lesson tonight will be taught by Sister G. Please feel free to listen and participate.
Amen. Thank you, Lily. Well, get your Bibles ready. We are ready for biblical facts tonight. We're going to be going over some biblical facts. So get your Bibles ready. We are ready to move forward. All right, the first question. I'm going to unmute all lines so that you all can participate if you like so. And if you don't want, you can put your phone on mute. And I thank God for each of you. Which book of the law can you read this scripture? It says, book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, that you may observe to do everything that is written in it, and then you will make your way prosperous and you will have good success. Who could tell me, where is that book, chapter, and verse?
This is Tyrese.
Okay.
It's bound in Joshua 1:7.
You're close.
Joshua 1:8.
That's correct. Amen. Good job. All right, next question. Which book of poetry has this scripture? He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. What book of poetry has that scripture? Book, chapter, and verse. Which book of
this
poetry?
Is Micah.
Okay, Micah.
Psalm.
Hello?
Psalm 23:2.
Okay, good job. Psalms 23:2. Excellent. All right. Next question. Which epistle has this scripture? Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Which scripture? Which epistle has that scripture? Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Where is that?
This is Lily.
Okay.
Ephesians 6:1.
Excellent job. Okay, good job. You guys are doing a great job. Great job. All right, which epistle says, now concerning the things which I wrote to you, I'm sorry, now concerning the things which you wrote to me, it is good for a man not to touch a woman. Which epistle says, now concerning the things which you wrote to me, it is good for a man not to touch a woman. Where is that found?
This is Kristen. This is Kristen.
Okay, Kristen, go ahead.
1 Corinthians 7:1.
Excellent. All right. Good job. All right, we have two more. Which epistle says, though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not charity, I have become a sounding brass or a clanging cymbal. Which epistle says that? Book, chapter, verse.
This is Levi.
Okay.
1 Corinthians 13:1.
Good job. All right. All right, last one of these. Which book of the gospel says, for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life.
This is Jackson. This is Jackson. My mother is Kristen.
Okay.
John 3:16.
Good. What's your name again?
Jackson.
Jackson. Okay, thank you, Jackson. All right. Okay. All right. So we are finished with biblical studies, and we're going to call on the Turner family to sing a song, and then right after that, Evangelist Laurel is going to pray. So the Turner family, we're ready for you all to sing.
Did he kill a lion and he killed the bear? Did he kill a lion and he killed the bear? Did he kill a lion and he killed the bear? With his very own flea, shiny and bit. With his very own flea, shiny and bit. Next came a giant from the other
Nobody like you on all the earth, oh God. We just give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise, oh God. Thank you, oh God, for last night rising up, God. Thank you for this morning. Thank you for last night lying down. And thank you for this morning's rising up, oh God. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your love, your kindness, oh God, your gentleness toward us, oh God. Thank you, God, for your word that declares that you shall never leave us nor forsake us, oh God. Thank you for being a promise-keeping God. Lord, we just honor you tonight. We bless you tonight, oh God. Lord, we come before you lifting up our children, God, lifting up families tonight, oh God. And God, we just ask that you move in the midst, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Lord, we declare your word that there is nothing too hard for you. In the name of Jesus, oh God, so we lift up our families tonight before you, God. Even those that are on the call, we lift our families up before you, oh God. We lift up families all across this world, oh God. Father, we need you like never before, God. We need you, God, in our homes. We need you, God, in the name of Jesus, in our relationships, God. We need you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask you tonight, God, that you would be a very present help in the time of trouble, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Lord, families, oh God, are being divided and being separated, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Families, God, are dealing with losses and grieving, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Families, God, are dealing with children that have been abducted and gone missing, oh God. We ask you, oh God, to be a very present help now, God, in the time of their trouble, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We thank you tonight, oh God, as we lift up our families before you, oh God, as we lay our families, God, at your altar, oh God. God, you know each and every family one by one. In the name of Jesus, God, you know what they need tonight, oh God. In the name of Jesus. And God, we declare, God, that you meet every family at the point of their need, oh God. In the name of Jesus, God, that you would supply every single one of their needs, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh God, we declare and we decree unity in our families, unity in our homes tonight, oh God. Where there is division, God, bring unity. Where there is envy and strife, oh God, God, bring unity in the name of Jesus. God, we declare your word tonight, God, that a house divided against itself can't stand, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh God, so we declare, God, that families would come together in unity tonight, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we thank you, God, for bringing families back together. We thank you for mending broken relationships tonight, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, for restoration, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We call every backslider in the name of Jesus, every prodigal son, every prodigal daughter, we call them home tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, we pray for that son. We pray for that daughter that's on the streets, oh God, that's strung out on drugs, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we pray, God, for that young lady, God, God, that has gotten into prostitution, prostituting her body, oh God. And God, we pray, God, for them right now. In the name of Jesus, we pray, God, for that young man, oh God. God, that thinks he's gay, oh God. We pray for that young lady that thinks she's gay, God. We ask you now, God, to touch their minds right now. In the name of Jesus, we pray for our children tonight, God. God, those that are contemplating suicide, those that are depressed, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we call them back to you tonight, God. We reach right now, God, to them in the name of Jesus. We ask that you allow your strength to reach to them right now. We ask that your power reach to them right now. We ask that your salvation reaches to them right now in the name of Jesus. For there is no one that's too far gone, oh God, in the name of Jesus. There's no one that's too far from your grace, oh God, that you can't pick them up, God. That you can't save them, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. So we declare and we decree, God, that you would snatch every soul out of the pits of hell right now, in the name of Jesus. We declare that our children, oh God, will be saved, oh God, that our children, oh God, will live for you, God, that our children, God, will be holy, God, just as you are holy, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh God, we call heaven down right now for our children. God, we ask that you cover the children right now, God. Cover them, God, from abductions, oh God. Cover them from murders, God. Cover them from suicide. Cover them from bullying, oh God. In the name of Jesus, God. Cyber bullying, oh God. In the name of Jesus, God. Cover them tonight, oh God, from low self-esteem, oh God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you. Tonight, oh God. Oh God, we thank you for being a promise keeper, oh God. We thank you, God, that you're watching over your word to perform it, God, in the lives of your people tonight, in the lives of your children tonight, in the lives of families tonight, God. You're watching over your word to perform it, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We thank you tonight, God, that you're bringing your word to pass hastily, oh God, speedily, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Miracles, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. Quick answers, God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We thank you tonight, God. We bless you tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we thank you. Move heaven and earth, God, for your children tonight. Move heaven and earth for your children tonight, oh God. For it is not your will that any perish, but that all come to repentance, oh God. So we declare the spirit of repentance, oh God, to grip the hearts of your people tonight in the name of Jesus. God, we declare our mothers will be saved, oh God. Our daughters will be saved, oh God. Our children will be saved, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Our fathers will rise up, oh God, and take their rightful place in the name of Jesus. We declare that fathers will rise up and take their rightful place in the homes, oh God, in the name of Jesus. That mothers will rise up and take their rightful place in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we thank you that children will obey their parents in the Lord, for this is right, in the name of Jesus, for this is the first commandment with promise, oh God, so that their days may be long upon the earth, oh God. We declare it to be so, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, we bless you, God, we honor you, God, and we call this prayer done. We call it so by faith in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Woo, hallelujah. That was awesome, powerful prayer. Thank God for you, Evangelist Laurel. Thank you so much. Well, we're going to do scripture search, and right after scripture search, we have a surprise singer today from Mississippi. So we're going to do scripture search. Get your Bibles ready. Thank God for all of you all being on with us tonight. All right. Got your Bibles ready? The first scripture is Exodus 21:15. You know how we do it. Get your Bibles ready. First person, find the scripture. Read it. You don't have to say, I got it. Just read it. It doesn't matter if it's 10 people reading at one time. Don't stop. Just read. Exodus 21:15. Read it.
This is Lily. And he who strikes his father or his mother shall surely be put to death.
Good job, Lily. That was Exodus 21:15. Amen, amen. Thank God for you. All right, next scripture. Matthew 15:4. Matthew 15:4. As soon as you find it, read it. Matthew 15:4.
This is Ariel. I'm the daughter of Kristen.
Okay.
For God said, honor your father and mother, and anyone who curses their father or mother is to be put to death.
Excellent job, Ariel. How do you spell your name, Ariel?
A-R-I-E-L.
Thank you, Ariel.
You're welcome.
Appreciate you. All right, next scripture. Proverbs 22:6. Read it. Proverbs 22:6. Most of us know it, but read it.
This is Levi.
Okay.
Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it.
Good job, Levi. Thank you. All right, next scripture. Romans 6:1. Romans 6:1. When you find it, read it.
This is Tyrese.
Okay.
What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin, that grace may abound?
Amen. Thank you, Tyrese. Good job. All right, last scripture in this part. Hebrews 11:1. Hebrews 11:1.
This is Lily.
My name is...
That's okay. Both of you can read it. Go ahead.
Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen.
Oh.
All right. That was one of Christy's children. What's your name?
Jackson.
All right. Go ahead. Read it, Jackson.
Now, faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see.
Good job, Jackson. All right. Thank you, Lily and Jackson. All right. Well, we have on with us Makari Coleman from Mississippi. Good evening, Makari. Am I saying your name correctly?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. And how old did you tell me you are, 12?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Good job. What are you going to sing?
I'm singing You Know My Name by Tasha Cobb.
Oh, wow. I love that one. Go ahead, baby.
Okay. He knows my name. He knows my name. He knows my name, and oh, how he walks with me, and oh, how he talks with me, and oh, how he tells me that I am his own. You know my name. You know my name. And oh, how you comfort me. And oh, how you counsel me. It still amazes me. I am your friend. So now I pour out my heart to you. Here in your presence, I am made new. 'Cause you know my name. You know my name. And oh, how you walk with me. And oh, how you talk with me. And oh, how you tell me that I am your own. And no fire can burn me. No battle can turn me. No mountain can stop me. 'Cause you hold my hand. I'm walking in your victory. 'Cause your power is within me. No giant can defeat me. 'Cause you hold my hand. I'm walking in your victory. 'Cause your power is within me. No giant can defeat me. 'Cause you hold my hand. No fire can burn me. No battle can turn me. No mountain can stop me. 'Cause you hold my hand. I'm walking in your victory. 'Cause your power is within me. No giant can defeat me. 'Cause you hold my hand. 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 You hold me. You know my name. You know. You know my name. And oh, how you walk with me. And oh, how you talk with me. And oh, how you tell me that I am your own.
Amen. Thank you so much, Makari. That was awesome. Beautiful. I love that song. You have a beautiful voice. We appreciate you. Don't hang up. We're going to be on for a little bit. You're welcome to participate. All right. We need your Bibles again. We're going to do Let's Get It Right. So you need your Bibles so you can find out what's right and what's wrong in this scripture. All right. I'm going to tell you the scripture. You find the scripture. Listen as I read it and tell me what's incorrect and then read it right. I'm going to read the scripture. You listen to the scripture. Tell me what's wrong in the scripture and then you read it. All right. The first scripture, Psalms 119, verse 9. Thank God for Minister Tyrus Walker on with us from, I believe, it's Texas somewhere. Thank God for you, Minister Tyrus. All right, Psalms 119, verse 9. Okay, I'm going to read it. You tell me what's incorrect. How can a young puppy keep his way pure by guarding it according to your word? Psalms 119:9. How can a young puppy keep his way pure? By guarding it according to your word. What's incorrect in that?
My name is Jackson.
Okay.
It's how can a young man keep his way pure? By living accordingly, according to your word.
Very good, Jackson. Thank you so much. Excellent job. Wow. All right, next scripture. 2 Timothy 4:12. 2 Timothy 4:12. Let no one despise your parents, but set the believers an example in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, and in filth. Let no one despise your parents. Set the believers an example in speech, in conduct, in love, and faith, in filth. What is about three things that's incorrect there? Who can tell me what words are incorrect and then read it? That's 2 Timothy 4:12. All lines are unmuted, so anyone can participate. Hello? Is anybody there?
This is Lily.
This is Ariel.
Okay, go ahead. Both of you, go ahead.
1 Timothy 4:12.
All right, what's the words that's incorrect?
Don't let anyone look down on you because you are young, but set an example for the believers in speech, in life, in love, in faith, and in purity.
Okay, good job.
And you said 2 Timothy instead of first.
Say that part again, baby.
You said 2 Timothy instead of first.
Oh, is it first? I'm sorry. I probably made a mistake. I apologize. I've been doing so much writing, but thank you so much. All right, I'll make that correction on his 1 Timothy. Okay, the next scripture, 1 Corinthians 6:18. 1 Corinthians 6:18. All right, I'm going to read it. Flee to fornication. Every sin that an animal do is without the body, but he that committeth fornication does not sin against his friend. Why don't you tell me which words are incorrect? Flee to fornication. Every sin that an animal do is without the body, but he that committed fornication does not sin against his friend.
This is Kristen.
Okay.
It says, flee from sexual immorality. All other sins a man commits are outside his body, but he who sins sexually sins against his own body.
All right. Thank you, Kristen. Okay.
Thank you.
Yes. Next scripture, Psalm 51:10. Create in me a narrow heart, O God, and renew a left spirit within me. Create in me a narrow heart, O God, and renew a left spirit within me.
This is Brother Walker.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead, Brother Walker.
Created me a clean.
Both of you can read it.
Created me a clean heart, oh God.
Clean heart.
Go ahead.
And renew the right spirit within me.
Amen, amen. All right. Here we go. Next, the last scripture. Colossians 3:5. Mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth, fornication, cleanness, inordinate affection, evil conspicuousness, covetousness, which is idolatry, which is love, I'm sorry. Colossians 3:5.
This is Micah.
Okay.
Mortify, therefore, your members, which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil conceptions, and covetousness, which is idolatry.
All right. Good job. You guys did a great job with those. I appreciate y'all. Well, keep on listening. Our message tonight is on, you're still going to need your Bibles. It's, you know, the theme. Let me go over the theme first. The theme for this month is, what's the name of the game? And the name of the game is, who remembers from last week? What's the name of the game? State your name and tell me the answer. Nobody remembers? Okay. The name of the game is obedience. Obedience versus disobedience. Obedience versus disobedience. What's in it for me? Obedience is the name of the game of life. Obedience means to comply with an order, request or law, or submit to what you are asked to do. Disobedience means failure or refusal to obey your parents, teachers, grandparents, those who are in authority. So let's go back to the beginning in the Garden of Eden. And Adam and Eve lived free in the Garden of Eden. God gave them everything they needed, especially a relationship with Him, their Creator, the Almighty God, who is the beginning, who in the beginning created heaven and earth and everything in it in 6 days. Then He, God, the Almighty, who nothing is impossible to, created everyone, and He saw that what He made was very good. On the sixth day, God created the serpent who deceived Eve and encouraged her husband Adam to disobey God, who God had already told Adam in Genesis 2:16. So could someone find Genesis 2:16 for me and read it? God gave Adam a specific command in Genesis 2:16. Who can read it? Gave him a commandment.
This is Lily.
Law. Okay, go ahead, Lily.
And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden you may eat freely.
Okay. All right. I'm going to, can you keep reading, Lily? Then I'll tell you when to stop. I'm sorry.
Yes, ma'am. But of the tree of knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat. For in the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die.
All right, you can
stop
there.
And the Lord God said.
All right, you can stop there. Thank you. After God told Adam that commandment, God put Adam to sleep, and removed Eve from Adam's body. Adam knew what God told him about the tree of knowledge of good and evil. But let me ask you all on this broadcast tonight, why do you think Adam allowed Eve to persuade him to disobey God? Why do you think he did that? Why do you think Adam allowed Eve to persuade him to disobey God? State your name and answer. It could be adult, young person. All the lines, I believe, are unmuted.
This is Isaac.
Okay.
He didn't want to hurt her feelings.
You think he didn't want to hurt her feelings? Good job. Anybody else have an idea? That's a great, great answer, Isaac. He probably didn't want to hurt her feelings. What else? Who else? Anybody else have a thought about it?
This is Minister Walker again.
Okay.
I believe because Adam was taken from him, that they were so close and there was such an attachment that he could not, number one, see himself being alone again, but also he didn't want to see her suffer by herself and suffer alone. I believe he felt like if he were to eat the fruit, that whatever the consequences was, that they were going to shoulder the consequences together, because
okay.
The Bible says that Eve was deceived, but Adam was not deceived.
Right.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you. All right, another question. Why do you think Adam didn't say to Eve, no, no, God said don't eat that? Why do you think he didn't say that to her? Anybody? Somebody? Everybody? Anybody have any idea? I mean, you know, these are just thought questions. We're just speculating. I don't really know.
May I answer again?
Okay. Minister Walker?
Well, because he was tempted as well.
Okay.
And so even though she was deceived and she took of the fruit first, you know, Adam, of course, has some culpability and some responsibility as well, because he lusted after the fruit. And even though the Bible says that she saw that it was good for food, she saw it first. But I guess after her reaction and after she ate of it, you know, maybe he saw how juicy that forbidden fruit was, but he partook of it, and the Bible says that he was with her.
Yes. All right. Thank you so much. All right. After Adam and Eve disobeyed God, the blame game began. The serpent blamed Eve for her disobeying God. Adam blamed Eve blamed the serpent, and then I'm getting it all mixed up. Can someone help me with that part? The blame game.
This is Lily.
Anybody help me?
Eve blamed the serpent, and then Adam blamed Eve.
All right. Good job. So that begins the blame game. The blame game is a game of immaturity, a game where no one wants to take responsibility for their actions. When our parents birthed us, we were born with a sin nature. And that was the nature that was passed down to us from Adam and Eve. On the human side. Now, as we grow and mature, Jesus made a way so that we can have a new nature, a sin-free nature. So let's turn to Matthew chapter 1. Matthew chapter 1. Let's go to Matthew chapter 1. All right. Who can tell me? What is Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John called? Hello? Somebody? Anybody?
This is Isaac.
Okay.
The Gospels.
The Gospels. Good job, Isaac. You are brilliant. How old are you, Isaac?
8.
8 years old. I used to be 8, too. My goodness. That was a long time ago. But I used to be 8, too. Lily used to be 8, too. Tyrese and Micah used to be 8. All right. So we're in Matthew chapter 1. Let's look at verse 17. 17. Okay, I'm going to ask somebody at Christie's house. Somebody at Christie's house, can you read verse 1?
Okay.
What was the scripture again?
Matthew chapter 1, verse 17.
Hi, my name is Jackson.
Thank you, Jackson.
Okay.
Thus, they were 14 generations in all from Abraham to David. 14 from David to the exile to Babylon, and 14 from the exile to Messiah.
All right, keep reading, Jackson. I'm going to tell you when to stop.
This is how the birth of Jesus, the Messiah, came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be pregnant, through the Holy Spirit, because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law and yet did not want to expose her to public disgrace. He had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived is is from the Holy Spirit. He will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord has said through the prophet. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him
Emmanuel.
Which means God with us.
You could stop there. Thank you, Jackson. Excellent. You are an excellent reader. Oh, my God. You read very well. How old are
you,
Jackson?
I'm almost 9, and right now I'm 8, and I'm turning 9 in January 27. I'm in third grade.
Your birthday's right around the corner. I know some other people having a birthday this month. And you're having one next month. Okay. All right.
My mom's birthday is in December.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness. That's good. When's mom's birthday?
Huh?
When is your mom's birthday? December what?
December 30th.
Oh, my goodness. My daddy's birthday when he was living was December 31st. Thank you so much. I appreciate
that.
Thank you. All right, move right along. I apologize, Jackson. Jesus, as the Savior, he came to set us free from our sins. We have all sinned. David said in Psalm 51:5, in sin did my mother conceive me. So, John 3, 1 through 21. Let's turn to John chapter 3. We're going from Matthew, Mark, Luke to John chapter 3. We're talking about our sin nature and Jesus, who came to set us free from sin. John chapter 3. Right. Minister Tyrus, do you know this story in John chapter 3?
In John chapter 3?
Yes.
I believe I do. Yes, ma'am.
All right. You want to summarize it for us?
The story of Mary's conception?
No, it's John chapter 3.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
No problem. I'm sure I caught
okay,
you
just off guard. One just one moment. I was rearranging
no
my seating. about Nicodemus?
Yes.
Okay, Nicodemus was a member of the Jewish ruling council, and he was a Pharisee. And so the Pharisees were basically the religious governing body in the time of Christ. And so they were kind of like the rulers over the Jews. And so Nicodemus came to Jesus by night because he came to Jesus by night because the rest of the Pharisees didn't agree with what Jesus was doing, but Nicodemus wanted to see for himself and talk to him face to face and one on one.
Okay.
And so he told him that, number one, we know that the only way you could do these miracles is that God would be with you. So there's no way that you could perform these miracles and these great signs and wonders without help from God. And so Jesus told him, well, basically no one can see the kingdom of God unless they're born again. And Nicodemus was like, what do you mean born again? How can I go back into the birth canal and go back into my mother's stomach and be born again? And he said, you have to be born of the water and of the spirit. And the water, he's talking about when the birth sac or the amniotic follicle that a baby is housed in. It's the protective housing when a baby is in the mother's stomach. So you have to be born naturally to come in this world, but you also have to be born of the Spirit. That's why he said flesh births flesh, but Spirit births spirit.
Okay.
And he said,
right,
don't be surprised.
I'm not gonna, over text you. I forgot that you hadn't been feeling well. Go ahead and drink some water, and we'll just let you rest. Go ahead. All right?
Amen.
Thank
Amen.
You so much. That was excellent. So Nicodemus did become born again by the Spirit of God, and that's all of us have to be born again by the Spirit of God. So this is where we have to choose if we're going to be disobedient. That comes, remember we talked about Adam and Eve and how they were disobedient to God. They chose disobedience. God told them how to obey him, but they chose to be disobedient. So as no matter what age we are, we can choose whether we want to obey God or whether we want to disobey God. So we're going to continue with this lesson next week, obedience and disobedience. Now, does anyone have any questions? Anybody have any questions about what we studied so far? All right. Nobody have any questions? Well, okay. So, like I said, next week we're going to continue this lesson on obedience and disobedience. Next week it will be the 17th of December. Woo, it's moving right along. Somebody has a birthday on the 13th. I'm not telling. Somebody has a birthday on the 16th of December. It's coming up soon, next week. We got two birthdays. And then one towards the end of the month. They're on this radio show tonight. So nobody has any questions tonight. So I thank God for each of you all participating with the lesson, moving forward in the lesson. Oh, my God. You all are a blessing in my life. So I thank God for each of you all. Right now, it's... time for our co-host to come back.
It's time for an encouraging word from my dad, Pastor Turner.
Hallelujah. How are you all on this phone line?
Amen.
No, I forgot it's muted. Anyway, I praise God for the opportunity. I praise God for the opportunity to be here to convey the message and receive some teachings that today. And what we want to do right now is to offer fellowship to eternal life right now. And this is based off of Romans 10 and 9. For anyone who don't understand how to be saved, don't understand how to repent, you get a Bible and you read Romans 10 and 9. And you have to understand with all the death that's going on, we have natural death and we have spiritual death. We have things that are happening all over this land, but we have to understand that Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For though I know the plans that I have for you," you know, "I have major thoughts for you." And this is what we're saying, that Jesus is pleased with you. No matter whatever you've done, you smoke cigarettes, drink, fornication, do not let that stop you from stop your communication with the Father. He died for your sins already, and he already knows. Everything is open and naked to him. So do not let that stop you. And just repeat these words with me. Lord God, I believe that you died on the cross for my sins. I confess you as my Lord and Savior. I believe that God raised you up from the dead. I believe you came down in the flesh. I believe that you died for the things that I did and the things that I will do. Lord God, put people in my life that will be edifying. Put people in my life, Lord God, that will help me to direct me in this way, to direct me to bring life to my situation. Thank you, Lord, for my life, and I give my life to you. I dedicate my life to you, Lord. Amen. And you say that with your heart. You believe in your heart and confess it with your mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord. Understand, you are saved. Now, it's some things that you have to do. Go get a Bible. Read St. John. He'll navigate you. Trust in him. I was talking earlier about Nesty Plunge. Just take the plunge. And today I want to talk about, tonight is about, there's no title to it, but it's talking about getting rid of things. Right now, God has me in this point, and I want to share with you guys. It's about limiting my conversation if it's not going anywhere. In this time right now, we have been put into the categorized we've been categorized as being on phone lines. You know, I wouldn't say categorized, but we've been forced to navigate the ministry to the phone lines, into TV. Some of them, some of us have podcasts and things like that. But in that, we have to watch it because the enemy can put his hands in everything. I don't care what kind of rank, what kind of level you have. It's a test. You have stamped approved by Jesus Christ on your forehead. So therefore, the enemy hates you. So my thing is, the communication has been a lot on the phone. It's been a lot on the internet. So I'm saying, watch out. In the daily devotion that we had this morning, we was reading Proverbs. And Proverbs, if one of my children can get it, Proverbs 10 and 9, that stuck out to me. And I hope I'm not going too fast for you. Proverbs 10 and 9, you're going to read that out. All right, here you go.
He who walks with integrity walks securely, but he who perverts his way will be known.
Excuse me, 10 and 19.
In the multitude of words, sin is not lacking, but he who restrains his lips is wise.
You got the right one, baby. Right there. He who restrains his lips is wise. The Lord has been dealing with me with James 3 and 8. He said, but no man can tame the tongue. It is unruly. It is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison. And then he tells me in Proverbs 18 and 21 that death and life are in the tongue. It's the power of the tongue. And those who love it will eat of its fruit. So I'm telling you to be encouraged right now. Because some conversations that we have on the phone, if you can get off of that phone and you feel drained, you feel like, man, what were we talking about? And you have the enemy that this is an ancient spirit that fooled the children of Israel. The children of Israel was right there at the promised land, but walked around it. We have to look at it as this is, you know, this is what it is. Make sure your conversation is directed by the Lord, having the understanding that the enemy has broke down communication already with the saints. He tried to sow a seed of discord with this thing. So we have to make sure our conversation is yay and nay. We have to make sure the carnal talk is limited, because the devil likes to entangle us with carnal talk. And at that moment, he starts to drain us. He starts to drain and sift everything that we were already praying about, and you'll have that negativity to come in and say, well, you know, I deal with this arthritis, or, well, I deal with diabetes, I deal with this thing all day, and we'll keep on talking up the problem. And that problem creates a problem. It's the thing that affects everyone in the house. But an issue has a recognizable solution, and that issue is Jesus. But we have to take unworthy things out of our mouth and put worthy things in our mouth and understand that, hey, that the Lord is watching us, even in our conversation. And I'm not going to keep on holding you long. This could happen to any of us, no matter what level, like I just said. We have stamped approved, and so the enemy wants to fight so hard. And you have to understand, death, the spirit of death has been released. I was talking to my sister the other night, and she told me about 5 deaths that happened within a week. And we have it going all across the globe. So let's get back on the plan of, hey, look, it's time to get in that area where God is using us as a vessel. It's being willing to, hey, let's limit our conversation. Let's make sure our words is edifying. Let's encourage one another. Hey, look, let's get back off. I got off subject one day on the phone, and a friend of mine, a brother of mine, was like, I was wondering when you was going to shift it, man. And I was like, man, thank you for that. We need more of that. You have a friend. A godly friend wants to lift you up out of the mud. You have another friend that wants to see you wallow there. and they will help you get there. A friend will consider your well-being. And I'm just for example, if I have a lot of bags in my hand and you ask me, oh, you want me to help you with that? I'm going to say no. But if you're being considerate and said, hey, let me help you with that, I'll get the door. I'm amped to go ahead and do that because my thing is you saw where I needed help and you initiated help by let me get this door for you. So that's what we have to do for each other right now. Be encouraged. I love you. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Pastor Turner. That was an awesome word. Yep. We got to watch what would come out of our mouths, even our thought life. I wrote out that scripture this week about how we think in Philippians 4 and 8. Think on these things. So we got to think on those things that are true and pure and lovely and good report. So, like you said, speak less unless we, you know, do an encouraging conversation. So thank you so much, Pastor Turner. Awesome word. I appreciate it. All right. Time for our co-host again.
We are so grateful to each of you for being a part of University of Biblical Studies, Boys to Men and Girls to Ladies. We appreciate you and look forward to hearing from you each week.
Amen, amen. Well, it's prayer time, time to pray. And you all heard me say that baby Chloe is in the hospital again. She's, I think she's 11 months now, 10 or 11 months old. She had a liver transplant when she was about 5 months old. But she's been going back and forth, but she is a trooper. I just admire that baby, and her parents are right there with her. So I thank God. And then there's baby Zoe. I don't know too much about how she's doing, but she had a liver transplant as well. She's about a year old now, I believe. So I'm going to ask someone to volunteer to pray for those two babies. Would like to pray for them.
This is Lily.
Okay, Lily, go ahead.
Lord God, in the name of Jesus, please forgive us for sins known and unknown, right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray for baby Chloe and baby Zoe in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you for healing in their bodies in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for strength over their family, Lord God, encouragement in the mighty name of Jesus. We command everything in their body to line up from A to Z in the mighty name of Jesus. We come against the enemy attacks on their life in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for the great testimony, Lord God. We thank you for the women that they will become, Lord Jesus. And we believe this effect is immediately, with no backlash, retribution, or retaliation. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Lily. Awesome, powerful prayer. Thank God for you praying for the children. All right, so now the next prayer target, I'm not sure of the child's name. It doesn't really matter, but God knows her. A 12-year-old that, murdered her baby brother who is about 6 months old. So we can pray. Someone would like to pray for mercy for this child. Who would like to pray for mercy for this child and pray for
this
her family?
This is Levi Turner.
All right, go ahead, Levi.
Lord God, in the name of Jesus, please forgive us for sins known and unknown, Lord Jesus. We ask for mercy for that 12-year-old right now in the name of Jesus. We ask for mercy in the courtrooms, spiritually and naturally, right now in the name of Jesus. And please forgive her, Lord Jesus. And we come against every attack of the enemy that would try to use it as something else, Lord Jesus, to make her stay bound in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Levi. I tell you what, I appreciate Pastor Turner. You guys are well equipped with prayer. Thank God for you all. All right, we have another young man. He's about 27 or so. He shot someone, so we're praying for his salvation, his healing, and deliverance. Who would like to pray for Roosevelt?
This is Tyrese.
Okay, go ahead.
Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we ask you to forgive us for our sins, known and unknown, Lord Jesus. We thank you for forgiving everyone who was involved in that, in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray for Roosevelt in the name of Jesus. Everything line up in their body in the name of Jesus. We give you praise for salvation and freedom to all those who need it in the name of Jesus. We give you praise for working through the doctor's hands in the name of Jesus. We give you praise for your miracle, Lord God. We honor you and we believe this to be effective in the name of Jesus. Thank you for them both coming to you in the name of Jesus and giving you total control of their lives in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Lord God, Lord God, can I add to that,
yes,
Mom?
Please.
Can I, in the mighty name of Jesus, we ask that an angel be placed into that cell wherever he is, in the mighty name of Jesus, to bring comfort, and knowledge, and to know that he is forgiven. Lord God, we thank you for an angel going to the chambers of the judge, even while he sleeps tonight, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, going to the DA, in the mighty name of Jesus. No more will they have to pay for these things mentally in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, we glorify your name for the state of mind being transformed in the mighty name of Jesus, and we praise you for these things. We thank you in advance in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thank you all. Thank you, Pastor Tony. Thank you, Therese. All right. the next prayer target is recently, I've been getting a lot of Amber Alerts on my phone that children are being just snatched, kidnapped. So I'm going to ask somebody to pray, however the Lord leads you, concerning kidnapped children and Amber Alerts. Pastor Tony, you want to pray for that one for me, to kidnap children, be found safe, and however else the Lord leads you.
Lord God, we thank you for this time that we have this time for petitions. Lord God, thank you that you're omnipresent and you watch over everything. But Lord God, it is magnified when we unify this prayer with the prayers of the righteous. Lord God, we thank you for those children being found. Lord God, we thank you for a way of escape being made right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We call forth a legion of angels to be planted there already. If they're in a car, Lord God, let it stop. Lord God, we pray for supernatural favor right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Let them get away and they not see. Lord God, you did this back in the day. Lord God, we know you can do it now. And we declare it, we decree it, and we take dominion that the enemy cannot snatch our children away from the home. That he can't snatch them off the street. He can't snatch them out of the grocery store. We put a hedge of protection in the mighty name of Jesus around them right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, we encamp angels around the little girl and the little boy right now, even the adults in the mighty name of Jesus. We glorify your name for having that fortified angel right there. That will scare that person. But Lord God, we just don't pray for their release. We pray for it to be put into the book of memory, that they won't remember it, because we know that that can stay on them and they can end up killing themselves. We come against the trick of the enemy that will try to make them take their own lives after they're free. Lord God, we thank you for a renewing of their mind altogether. And we thank you for the person. And we pray against that thing that will stay on them, so they will have to think about all these things that they did and whatever they murdered or raped. Lord God, I thank you that they will give up totally and accept that punishment, and they will give their life to you as they do this. In the mighty name of Jesus, it is sealed.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank God. Thank you so much for that prayer. Okay, does anybody have any prayer requests? Any prayer request? Thank God for the lesson tonight. Thank you so much, Pastor Turner, for those words of encouragement. Anybody have a prayer request? All right, all lines are unmuted.
This is Kristen.
Okay, Kristen.
Yes, I have my niece, about a month old, and she is still in the hospital. She has not been able to come. They're saying that she has Down syndrome and that they're saying that she possibly will need heart surgery. So we're praying against those names of different disorders and things, and we're also praying that she will be able to eat on her own and will be able to come home.
Okay.
And also
all
for
right.
my sister. And also for my sister, because she's had to go up there every day to see her.
Okay. The one that had her, the baby's mother?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. Who would like to pray for that?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Kristen. Did you say something else?
The baby's name is Leia.
Leia. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Who would like to pray for the baby and the baby's mother?
This is Lily.
Okay, go ahead, Lily.
Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, please forgive us for sins known and unknown, right now in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we pray for that baby and the mother right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray understanding over the mother in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, we pray that she will pray to you in the mighty name of Jesus and ask for help, Lord Jesus, that she will cry out to you, Lord God, and give her heart to you in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank for healing in the little baby's body in the mighty name of Jesus. We come against what the enemy says and puts over her in the mighty name of Jesus. It is null and void in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, we enforce your plans over her life in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank for a complete healing in the mighty name of Jesus so she could save souls for you, Lord God, so she could worship you, Lord Jesus. We thank for the testimonies, Lord Jesus, and we thank you for the souls in the mighty name of Jesus. And we believe this effective immediately with no backlash or retribution or retaliation in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. All right. Sister Gloria Dean, are you there?
Yes,
Okay.
I am.
Okay.
All right. You wanted to a prayer for everyone that's on the line tonight. Do you mind?
Pray for everyone? Okay.
Yeah, and if you want to sing, you can, but it's up to you. You know, if you just want to do the prayer, it's up to you.
I'll just go in and pray. Praise God.
Okay.
Father God, we love you. We praise you. We give you glory. We give you honor. Father God, we thank you for this night. Beautiful night. Beautiful Bible study, God. And all the children and the youth, so beautiful. Even the adults, God, everything was so beautiful, Father. How people just come in and so be so happy to participate, and the children to find it as a joy. We thank you for that, God. I thank you to just bless this night, God, and every Bible study night, God. We thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord, for our sister Carita, God. How you use her, God. How you've called her, God, called her into the ministry, God, to do what she's doing. And it's a job, but you have given her the way to do it where it wouldn't be hard, but it'd be fun for her to get everything together. But I thank you, Lord, for blessing each and every family that's represented on the line tonight, God. Bless them, Father God. Bless families, God, that defall and just keep all families, all of us, under, God, the shadow of your wings, Father God. And keep us there, God, until this calamity or this virus, Father God, be thy gone, God, overpassed, until it's overpassed, Father. And we thank you, Lord, for the blessings tonight and blessing everyone, Father God, and every family represented. We give you glory, God. We give you praise tonight. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise God.
Amen. Thank you so much. Does anyone have any questions, anything they want to say before we close out? All
blessings
right.
In favor over everyone.
I'm sorry, say that again.
I said, blessings and favor over everyone's household tonight and it forever. Mm-hmm. Blessings.
Amen. Thank you so much. Amen, amen. All right. Well, we're going to close out. I thank God for, Minister Gloria Jean prayed for, you know, the children who participated, young people, the adults who participated. I just love and appreciate each one of you. And I thank God for you. May God continue to bless you and provide for you and protect you. So until we meet again next Thursday, University of Biblical Studies, boys to men, girls to ladies. I thank God for Sister Zadie being on with us from, I think she's from
Louisiana.
Louisiana. Where are you from exactly?
Hammond.
Oh, Hammond. All right. Anything you wanted to say before we go? I thank you for coming on with us.
Yes, I praise God for the last minute. It came on the last minute. I had a urgent engagement that I had to assignment that I had to fulfill. So I'm sorry for coming on so late, but I'm just glad that, you know, I was able to be in your presence at the end of the service.
Amen. Thank you so much. Yeah. Well, hopefully next week you and she has a granddaughter that sings, so your granddaughter was busy as well, but maybe one of these times she may be able to join us. So I thank God for you all. You all have a God-filled week. Make sure that you obey God in all things. That's what, remember, our theme for this whole month is what's the name of the game? Who could tell me? What's the name of the game, everybody?
The name of the game.
What's the name of
obedience.
The game? I didn't hear it.
Obedience.
Very good. The name of the game is obedience. So this whole month of December, we're going to be talking about obeying God. We're not going to be like Adam and Eve, who disobeyed God and they got terrible punishment. No, we're going to obey God and get blessings. Yeah. So, love you all. Look forward to speaking to you all very, very soon. Have a good night.
Love y'all.
Love you all.
Love y'all too. Good night.
Good night.
This next generation needs you. God, you said that in the last days, you shall pour your spirit upon all flesh. You said that the young people shall prophesy. And God, the young people need you like never before. For the enemy is on attack. So now, God, I pray against all type of gun violence. I pray against the shooting.